Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for October 24th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Trish Fache is retiring from the IFM, the FIA announced today in a press release. Fache, who has been working since she was 16, has been with the IFM for the last 24 years. She has been a stalwart proponent for education in the industry and will officially retire at the end of December. She is retiring for health and family considerations. During her tenure, her major accomplishments included extending the educational reach of the IFM, building the industry data center, which was sold to FIA Tech, and she also helped put the institute in a strong financial position. Walt Lukin, in the press release, said this, "For more than two decades, Trish has brought her knowledge, experience, and passion for educating about the clear derivatives industry to the IFM. Thousands within our industry have benefited from her stewardship of the IFM, including myself, and we are eternally grateful for her many years of service. Trish leaves big shoes to fill, and we wish her well in retirement." Intercontinental Exchange, or ICE, announced record trading volumes in its interest rate derivatives markets with over 190 million contracts traded in the third quarter of 2024, surpassing the previous record set in the first quarter of 2020. Average daily volume, or ADV, reached 2.9 million contracts, a 39% increase year-to-date, driven by heightened activity in Euribor futures and options, which hit their highest volume in over 10 years. Additionally, SONIA futures saw record trading, with ADV up 59% year-to-date. ICE's multi-currency markets for key interest rate benchmarks continue to see significant growth, reflecting increased liquidity as market participants manage shifting interest rate policies. The Wall Street Journal has a podcast today titled, "Cybersecurity Expert Chris Krebs Warns of Risks to U.S.," with the subheadline, "The top cybersecurity official at the Department of Homeland Security during the Trump administration talks about the possible cybersecurity risks for the upcoming U.S. election." John Mark Dugan, a former U.S. Marine and Palm Beach County deputy who fled to Moscow, is working with Russian military intelligence to provide deep fakes and misinformation targeting Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign, according to documents reviewed by the Washington Post. Funded by the Russian GRU, Dugan has been involved with creating fake news sites and spreading disinformation, including viral videos with millions of views, while collaborating with far-right ideologues like Alexander Dugin. This operation raises concern about Russian interference in the upcoming U.S. election, including potential deepfakes questioning the election's integrity. This is a story you should read. Be aware of the ad hominem attacks on both sides in these last days before the election. The Financial Times today has a special report titled "Women in Business: Highlighting Key Lessons from Stand-Up Comedy on Improving Public Speaking," discussing the consequences of not taking women seriously in the workplace and profiling women making strides in AI and sustainability. It also explores AI tools to help job seekers navigate hiring algorithms and addresses the importance of diverse next generation boards. Here are the headlines from in front of FOW's paywall from some recent stories. LSEG interest rates units drive quarterly revenue up a tenth. EEX welcomes India's massive power potential amid hydrogen deal. LiquidNet hires new head of Latin America for regional push. Analysis: FMX futures in launch phase after first month, Marex. Analysis: regulation to power Deutsche Börse's fixed income ambitions. And CME quarterly revenue up 18% on record trading volumes. Acuity invites senior executives to a sell-side derivatives managers meeting on November 14th in London. This exclusive event is designed for clearing and execution leaders within the global derivatives market, offering valuable insights into industry trends and future opportunities. The event will feature expert-led discussions and provide a platform for executives to connect and network with peers. The meeting is supported by event partners including Broadridge, Cboe Global Markets, Cumulus 9, Ion Markets, and Cernova Financial. The meeting will take place at 1 American Square, London, starting at 2 p.m. Cboe Global Markets and the Options Institute, or OI, have introduced the Leveling Up Learning Curriculum to enhance financial literacy and empower individuals to better navigate the financial world, according to an article by Vivian Rowletter, Director of Curriculum Development for the Options Institute. In the October edition of the World Federation of Exchanges Focus magazine, the Level Up Learning Program focuses on 11 core competencies such as spending, budgeting, saving, investing, decision-making, risk management, and understanding financial markets. The emphasis on risk management and decision-making aims to equip participants with the skills necessary for informed investing and trading. The curriculum is designed to be inclusive and accessible, offering programming in multiple languages and regional adaptations. Through partnerships with institutions like National Lewis University, the OI extends its reach to students across various educational levels in the U.S. with plans for global initiatives. Read more about it with a link in today's newsletter. In this month's focus from the WFE. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were CME Group Inc. reports all-time record revenue, adjusted operating income, adjusted net income, and adjusted earnings per share for the third quarter of 2024 from CME Group. Oil traders flock to options like never before on Mideast risk from Bloomberg. And CFTC to police election betting platforms, Chair Benham says, from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Waters Technology, the headline. Forecast X event contracts and a new way to think about markets. Waters Wrap. Anthony speaks with former CEO of One Chicago, David Downey, about his new venture and the future of prediction markets. It was a chilly Saturday morning in November 2021, and David Downey wasn't sure what his next move was going to be. One Chicago, the exchange of which he was the CEO, had closed a year earlier. Downey had fought the good fight, trying to bring single stock futures to the forefront of finance, but for a variety of reasons, not entirely related to performance, there were too many stars aligned against OCX. Maybe after almost four decades in finance, it was time to fully embrace enjoying the fruits of his labor and retire. But in a scene that was eerily reminiscent of how he landed the CEO gig at OCX, Thomas Peterffy knew what was next for Downey, even if Downey himself didn't know it yet. My comment. After reading this story, I think the best way to understand the Forecast X contracts is to take a long walk until you get that aha moment. Here's a story from the Associated Press, headline. What is Giving Tuesday? The annual day of charitable giving is coming up. Since it started as a hashtag in 2012, Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, has become one of the biggest fundraising days of the year for nonprofits in the U.S. In 2022 and 2023, Giving Tuesday raised $3.1 billion for charitable organizations, according to estimates from Giving Tuesday. This year, Giving Tuesday is on December 3rd. My comment. Every day is a giving day. Give, you will like what you receive. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Wall Street ramps up staffing as election nears, expecting volatile trading from Reuters. Second was a tie between CME Group, Inc. reports all-time record revenue, adjusted operating income, adjusted net income, and adjusted earnings per share for the third quarter of 2024 from CME Group, and Gensler sees potential peril in $13 trillion of Eurodollars from Bloomberg. And third was a tie between what are the differences between ICE, Brent, and NYMEX WTI futures and first look at September 2024 mortgage data, both from ICE. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Corporate Wizards Outmagic the Muggles. Sectors like semiconductors and AI can reshape or in some cases conjure up entirely new markets. When McKinsey consultant Chris Bradley tries to explain the changing nature of corporate competition, he turns up the fictional universe of Harry Potter. A few exceptional wizard companies have emerged this century, which seemingly operate in a different dimension to their non-magical muggle counterparts, he says. Mostly U.S. and Chinese technology giants such as Amazon, Xiaomi, and NVIDIA, these magical companies are characterized by extraordinary dynamism, intense investment levels, and global impact. They can reshape or, in some cases, conjure up entirely new markets. In so doing, they drive a disproportionate share of the world's economic growth, which has been captured in their profits and soaring stock market valuations. Duller corporate muggles, on the other hand, huddle in older, lower-growth industries such as finance, consumer goods, construction, and transport, largely unloved by investors. Quote, something strange is afoot in the industrial landscape whereby a small set of firms in a few areas have really driven all the dynamism and value creation in the world in a way that is historically unusual, unquote, Bradley tells me, snapping into more traditional McKinsey-esque. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Vicious Partner Feud Roils E.F. Hutton. Investment bank that took Trump Media and Technology Group public is beset by angry investors and a slowdown in public listings. 2 years ago, E.F. Hutton was riding high. The bank was the top deal maker in the speculative world of special purpose acquisition companies, making millions, taking risky startups such as Donald Trump's social media platform public. Now the firm that revived the storied Wall Street name is reeling from a vicious fight between two top executives. In dueling lawsuits last month, the partners accused each other of mismanagement and abusing drugs and alcohol. The suit revealed a federal investigation into securities fraud and allegations that one partner lost millions of dollars gambling and the other partied with strippers and prostitutes. Here's one more story, this one from The Trade. The headline, ION connects to FMX Futures Exchange to bolster execution and post-trade clearing. Development will allow banks and brokers using ION technology stack to offer clients advanced execution capabilities and clearing services on the newly launched exchange from day one. ION has connected to the newly launched FMX Futures Exchange, allowing clients to trade on the exchange through ION's execution and post-trade product suite. Having opened on the 23rd of September, the FMX Futures Exchange is the first U.S. interest rate futures exchange to launch with a fully operational, globally connected trading system, allowing for potential capital savings driven by clearing partner LCH's cross-margining capabilities. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John LaLithia News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.